It was battered and scarred. The auctioneer thought it was scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "One of my bid, good folks," he cried, "who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $1, who'll make it two? $2, who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, $3 going for three." But no. From far back in the room, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up all the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as an angel sings. As the music played, the auctioneer with a voice that was quiet and low said, "Now, what am I bid for the old violin?" Then he held it up with a bow. $1,000, who'll make it two? $2,000, who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice. "Going, going," said he. Well, the people all cheered, but some of them cried, "We don't understand. What change it's worth?" The man smiled and replied, "The touch of the master's hand." You know, many a man with life out of tune, battered, torn with sin, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A bowl of porridge, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, going twice, going and almost gone. And then the master comes, and the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.